The E-commerce Fuel Podcast is brought to you by OneClick Upsell, the most popular, largest upsell app in the Shopify marketplace, trusted by over 11,000 users, over 1,900 of those big spending Shopify Plus stores, and they've generated over $200 million in revenue for the merchants that use them. And you may be thinking, oh, hey, Andrew, I've heard of OneClick Upsell. I know these guys, but do you really? Do you know what they've rolled out recently? They've got some cool new stuff. For their pre-purchase and their post-purchase upsells, you can now select from multiple different offers to present your customers. So instead of having them just have to pick from one single thing, you can give them the option to pick from multiple upsells, which helps and has proven to increase the number of people who actually take you up on those upsells. So if you're not using upsells in your store, it's an amazingly easy, fast way to increase your average order value and your revenues. So check them out at ecommercefuel.com/upsell. The E-commerce Fuel Podcast is brought to you by Fulfill.io, the ERP built natively for e-commerce sellers. Fulfill streamlines the complexity in your business to save you time and money. From smart order routing to warehouse management, accounting to inventory tracking, they take all of your complexity and all the things that take a lot of time and manual effort and streamline them under one unified tool. Their clients range from seven-figure brands all the way through companies doing hundreds of millions of dollars per year so they can grow and scale with you. And they're the highest rated ERP in our community of private sellers, according to member reviews, scoring higher than Odoo, Skubana, Brightpearl, and yes, even NetSuite. Actually scored quite a bit higher than NetSuite. So if you want to streamline the complexity in your business, check them out at ecommercefuel.com/fulfill. Hey, it's Andrew here, and welcome to the E-commerce Fuel Podcast, the show dedicated to helping seven and eight-figure e-commerce brands build incredible businesses and amazing lives. And today, the last in kind of a two, three-part series here. Series sounds so official. I don't think it's a series, but a handful of solo episodes as we're kind of closing out or starting to close out the summer, just on a couple of random things I've been thinking about, kind of quick hits, quick takes, although last week's episode on kind of tracking your net worth, it wasn't quite as quick as it probably should have been, but faster takes on a few things. And today I want to talk about email. I feel like I finally got to a place with email that is much more manageable and much better than it used to be. For a long time, I felt like I was just drowning in email, didn't have a good system to manage it, was spending 2-3 hours a day on it. And now I feel like such a better spot. I don't get a lot of spam, and the stuff I do get, I can deal with and remove much more quickly. I don't spend a lot of time filtering. The important stuff is easy to spot. I can move through it incredibly quickly and fast. I probably spend maybe an hour, probably less, probably 45 minutes a day on email in general now versus, like I said, 2 to 2.5 hours. And so I feel like I'm responding faster to some people. I'm sure there's a lot of people who are like, dude, I haven't emailed you like 3 weeks ago. I haven't heard back from you. What the heck? But in general, at least that's how I feel. Maybe I'm delusional. So I want to talk about what has helped. And also part of this is just my journey with email over the last 2, 3, 4 years, in case it's helpful to folks. As I'm guessing it's a pain point for a lot of people. It's always painful when you're spending way too much time in your inbox. It feels like you're just wasting your time, even though it's an inevitability of today's world as a e-commerce entrepreneur. So what has helped? I think the biggest one has been software and just finding the right fit. So for a while, was on Gmail. There's a lot of good things about Gmail. It's got a lot of filtering and labels and tabs and things like that. But the UX is super busy. The AI is not that great at filtering out spam and other things from your inbox. When I was using Gmail, I'd have to, even when it was putting stuff in the promotions tab and the other tabs, I still felt like the majority of stuff coming into my inbox was not important. So after a number of years on that, I went to Hey.com. I've kind of mentioned that before, either in the forums or maybe on the podcast briefly. It's a paid service, I think $100 a year. And the thing I loved about it was the ability to filter new senders out. So every time somebody emailed you for the first time, you could say, hey, do I want this person showing up in my inbox, or do I want to delegate them to the email dungeon where I never see from them ever again? And I thought that was kind of cool. It sounds terrible. Like I'm an awful person, but you have to remove any sense of humanity when you're trying to manage email. It sounded great, and it actually worked. It worked all right. But everything else was terrible. The UX was awful. The workflows seemed strange. Even just like the way it was laid out. I used it for about a year, and then mostly because I didn't want to change back again, but it was not a great experience. And finally moved to a tool called Superhuman. And that's been a huge game changer for me. And I want to caveat with this saying, A, I have no financial interest in Superhuman. There's no affiliate link or anything. B, I realize it kind of can sound, there's this whole tribe, I think there's a lot of people who do use it who kind of tend to be a little kind of uppity and exclusive about, oh, I'm on Superhuman. You know, there's the, it's, and that's, I generally just am talking about it because I think it's been awesome for me. It's largely, not the only, but one been the largest changer of being able to get through email faster. So the things I love about it and the things that have helped me, and you can probably replicate a lot of this, or some of this at least in maybe other email clients, are split inboxes. So at the top, I've got, you know, pull it up right now. I've got an inbox for important. So it brings anything in that's important. I have an inbox for my team. And so I'm not perfect, but I try to in the morning go in there. And that's kind of my first priority because I want to make sure I'm not a bottleneck for my team. Again, not perfect at it, but that's what I strive to do. So anything from anyone on my direct team comes into this and I can quickly find that. I have one for the community. So these are all private messages, direct mentions, threads I'm following in e-commerce fuel. So I can also go there and give that the attention it deserves. And then I have another tab, and that's where everything else goes, gets shoved in there. So I can quickly go look there, but all the other stuff goes there and I rarely check that. And I rarely miss checking that. Hey, it's Andrew here with a quick aside. And you obviously love e-commerce. You're interested in that. And so I wanted to make sure you're aware of the private community we have at E-Commerce Fuel for 7- and 8-figure e-commerce brand owners. And it's something we've been building for close to a decade now with over 1,100 members across the globe. And our secret sauce, like the name implies, is that everyone inside has deep experience doing this with an owner mindset. And so what does that mean? It means you get, when you log onto our form, you get fast on-point answers to your most pressing questions, regardless of whether that's you're negotiating a new lease for a warehouse, or maybe you're negotiating with UPS or USPS or FedEx about shipping rates or pickup times, or potentially you're just looking to find a great outsourcer, or wondering if you can even outsource your content. Is that something anyone has had success with? You can tap into this huge knowledge and brain trust across the globe and get answers within hours, sometimes even minutes. So it's an incredibly active forum with experienced people. You get to plug into an amazing network worldwide. A lot of our members, when they travel, if they touch down in Dallas or Sydney or London or Bozeman, Montana, or whatever it is, oftentimes they'll reach out to other ECF members. You know, obviously a little harder to do potentially right now, but and see if, you know, they want to get together for a beer to connect and just, and oftentimes get to know a new friend. So it's an amazing network, as well as invites to our member-only events like ECF Live, which is our annual summit gathering for about 200 people. And then finally, the intelligence in our community just that's shared helps you avoid making really costly hiring and software mistakes. So our members write reviews on what they're using, their software tools, their agencies, completely unbiased, completely from their own experience. And so you can avoid making that, you know, hiring that agency that's an absolute nightmare, but you don't know about it. Or you can hone in on the one that actually does a really good job. It saves you a ton of time and money from bad hiring and software decisions. So if any of this sounds interesting, head on over to ecommercefuel.com and you can learn more about the community, what's included, and apply for membership as well. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in to the discussion. So you can create really cool kind of custom split inboxes, which are easy to get between. I love that. There's keyboard shortcuts for everything, which for me, getting through email is amazing. I just fly with keyboard shortcuts and it helps me get through stuff so much faster. That's one of the things with Hey, I hated is it's amazing. It seems little. I feel like I want to do an episode on this as well. I'm realizing more and more that small friction, there's no such thing as small friction. Like any amount of friction meaningfully either A, increases how long it takes to do something, or B, decreases substantially or exponentially the chance you're going to do it. So friction, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm going to adopt the mantra, friction is the enemy, because I feel like it's just, man, important factor of if you do something or don't do something, or how long it takes. Anyways, keyboard shortcuts for everything makes a huge difference. It's clean and kind of pretty, and this sounds very superficial, but it's got these gorgeous backdrops when you clear out your inbox. I try to do the inbox zero thing, and it's very subtle, but it helps me, I don't know, hate email less. It's built on top of Gmail, which I really like, so it's really just like a super snazzy and well thought out interface for Gmail. So my whole email history is there. I don't have to migrate anything. And I can also go in and fine tune things in Gmail if I want, but it's such a better UX for it, which is nice. Offline email, which is great. I've tried to use offline email for Gmail and other clients before. You hop on an airplane, you're somewhere with awful Wi-Fi, and it's you can't use email, which is obnoxious. And the offline email, being able to use email without any internet connection, is so nice in Superhuman. It just works perfectly. You can write a bunch, you get a connection, it sends them all out. It just works really, really smoothly. There's also some really cool workflows and functionality. Like you can create events right from an email. So if I'm typing, I can very quickly with keystrokes create an event, a calendar event that auto-defaults to the people in the email. It actually even sometimes often auto-defaults to the time that I'm talking about in the email. Just a lot of little things like that, which it's if you're having to write 20, 30, 40 emails a day, they add up real fast, those cutting down of frictions. So I love them. They're great. I think it's $30 a month, which maybe sounds egregious to spend $30 per month on an email client, but I think I would bet it saves me 10 hours plus a month. And it's probably the best $30 I spend in terms of SaaS apps or subscriptions every month. Other things that have helped me, so you don't think this is just, despite my disclaimer, a paid advertisement for Superhuman, moving away from email as a management, as a task management tool. For a long time, I'd use email and I'd keep something I needed to do in my inbox, which was kind of helpful, but it also made it harder because it would get mixed up with incoming messages. They'd sit for weeks sometimes, clutter things up. It made it harder to get to, there's something about clearing out your inbox. There's like a psychological lift, like, there's nothing in there. This is wonderful. It feels like a fresh start almost. And that was harder to do when I was using it for task management. So now I get everything out of there. I have something that I'm putting all of my to-do lists on instead, and I quickly move stuff out of there so it doesn't sit. And that makes email easier, more efficient, and a little more zen-like. I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad, let's be honest, about not replying to all the emails. It sounds heartless, but like you can't respond to everything, especially things that are unsolicited. So cold pitches, of course, just kind of get, thrown into the fire without almost any thought. But people in the community, people on the team, people in my broader network, definitely replying to, of course. But I think getting over this idea that you have to feel bad if you don't reply to every single email, I think is just necessary for survival in the days we live in. And so coming to terms with that helps a lot. Not feeling bad about writing shorter emails. For a long time, I'd like to try to like cover every single nuance in an email and every single contingency, and trying to, feeling bad that if my email wasn't similar length of the people who sent it. Also gotten over that and feeling a lot better about writing shorter emails. I've always done this, but I think this helps. No notification for email, not on desktop, not on mobile, nada, not interesting. I already have to fight the addiction to check email every, 20 minutes. So bumping that up to every 5 with iOS notifications is the last thing. With Teams, I try to keep team emails to a minimum. Use Slack. This is a lot of the stuff is stuff that a lot of people have talked about, so it's not groundbreaking, but I have a Slack channel, which helps for really short, quick things. For more involved things, try to push those all to a couple calls a week with my team. So I have a running list of like, for each person that I have those calls with, and I aggregate those throughout the week, put bullets on there, and then we hammer through a bunch of stuff in 20, 30 minutes, as opposed to using 10 emails. And then finally, try to spend some time with my filters and split inboxes to push all the really important app-generated messages into my important inbox. If it's an app mention in the forums, if it's an app mention in Asana or task management or Uber Relevant, and this takes a while. This is something it's kind of an investment in time gradually over weeks and weeks and weeks. But the more you can dial in your filters to really just show you what's essential versus having to kind of filter through, oh, hey, this is spam. Oh, hey, this is just a new email alerting me of a new task. Oh, this is something I actually need to reply to in Asana because it has an app mention. It takes a while, but that's an investment that pays off quite a bit. Those are the things that have helped a lot with email. And again, it's gone from 2.5 hours per, an hour and a half to 2.5 hours per day down to probably an hour or less, which has been hugely helpful in actually being able to focus on more stuff. So anyway, that's it. I'm going to keep it kind of short and sweet, or on, shorter-ish side of this week. Check it out. Let me know what you think, and hope this was a little bit helpful, because yeah, email overload is a real thing, and anything you can do to try to limit that is always, always good. Given you've made it to the end of the episode, there's a pretty good chance you're fairly serious about this e-commerce stuff, which is why you should check out the E-Commerce Fuel community. It's a vetted, vibrant community for 7- and 8-figure brand owners. And joining gives you access to a lively discussion forum for experienced founders sharing insights and getting help, access to our library of over 20,000 member reviews on everything from agencies to tech to lawyers to all the things that, you know, founders are making hiring decisions or purchasing decisions on to run their business, and invites to member events throughout the year. So if that sounds interesting, you can apply for membership and learn more at ecommercefuel.com. Big thanks to one-click upsell from Zipify Apps. Rapidly increase your AOV by offering targeted, high-converting upsells. You can get started with them at ecommercefuel.com/upsell. And also to Fulfill.io, an ERP designed specifically to streamline complex e-commerce businesses and the highest-rated ERP among our community members. Learn more at ecommercefuel.com/fulfill. Thanks so much for listening. Work hard, adventure often, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again next Friday.
This is the ASY Radio Network, live from New York.